Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes, and it is the 2nd of February 2026, about 8 o'clock in the morning. Fully dressed and in action mode today. Cat has been fed, and as typical with the cat, he whines and whines and whines. You feed him, and then he just snubs the food for a bit, and he'll come back and he'll eat it. Just got to make some coffee and a cup of tea for the lovely Julia this morning. It is an overcast day. Ooh, something's making a funny noise. One of the cups on the draining board just making a bizarre noise. Don't you know? As indeed you probably do. Right, I'm going to get on and make this and have a little natter to you. Busy day today. I've got podcasts to do. Not my own, but somebody else's. On other channels, which is nice. Clean water or not clean water, so I'm going to start again. Yes, so I've got a number of those to do today. I've organised them. Sorry about the noise of the water. So I've organised those today. Try and get them in one day and then it doesn't pin you down. As it happens, it seems like an overcast, miserable day, so not a day to go to the land, particularly because everything is soaking wet on the land anyway. Right, sort out Julia's. Need another pot of tea. She gets through it rather quickly. But we have a little storeroom where we've got these things stashed away, so I should go and find those. Yes, we did go up to the land on Friday. Haven't been up there since because it's just been too wet to go up there. And so it's a shame, you know, we're just sort of on tenterhooks. We can't get the van up there anyway, up onto the farm itself. And that's something we've got to organise, but not in the winter. We need dry ground, and then we can address a number of issues. So the winter is really, as we're learning, I mean, these are the great lessons that we're learning. I mean, this has been a very particularly wet period, hasn't it? The last few months, this winter has been extremely wet. We haven't had the frost and the snow, and I think we had one day of snow, didn't we? And that was about it. Since they've been mucking about spraying the skies, and you know that this is, you know, all part of the plan to try and starve us out, to not allow crops to grow. But crops are amazingly resilient, it would appear. We've had stuff that we thought would die, and we've only just started our world of growing, but they're hanging on, which is pretty good. Well, it's very good. Oh, the cat's deemed to come in and eat. So that's all good. Bear with me, caller, as I just get the next bit ready. We just, you know, this is what we're learning, really, that being patient in the winter is the best policy. Nature seems to know what it's doing. But there is a lot of clearance work we'd like to do. And if the land was a bit closer to us, it would be easier to potter down, you know, for an hour or so, do what we want to do, and then potter back. But because we have to have a journey of an hour-ish, it does make it an event in the end, you know, going to the land, packing up, taking sandwiches, whatever, thermos flask, or having stuff on the area up there that we can cook on or not cook on, or, you know. So that's not ideal. And if you watch the English couple, we've got to get a little caravan up there or something up there so that we can just do a couple of nights in a row, which would make life so much easier. Although at this time of year, well, we're now getting slightly longer days, aren't we? But it's still dark by five, and that means you're going to be sitting in a caravan twiddling your thumbs unless you've got something else to do, because there's no light and no electricity, so it'll all be batteries. So, fortunately, plenty to do here. Although we are running out of logs yet again. We've had two batches of logs in the last. I have obviously misjudged the log storage business and how much I would use. But that is mainly because we've not been able to go anywhere, and the logs have been, or the fires rather, have been going on regularly. Two fires, and I've gobbled up more. Whereas ordinarily, you know, if it's just me on my own, I probably wouldn't light the fire till much later. And if I'm cooking, I could make use of one of the fires. But because of the illness that I was going through, I needed to stay warm because the muscles don't like it when they're cold, and it was extremely painful in cold days. So I just didn't know what was the right approach, but anyway, so that's all good. And of course I'm feeling so much better. There's no honey in that pot. Just got to try and find some honey now for the lovely Julia. Is that one down there? Bear with me. That looks rather nice. Let's open that one if I can. There we go. What else is going on? Well, I haven't done as much writing as I would like. I was hoping that even though I was ill, I could do a bit more writing, but just trying to sit for any length of time was causing me an issue, and also my fingers were affected by this whole thing. So typing was out. Some people I know dictate. I'm not very good at dictating because I do have to sort of get halfway through a line and I think, is that the right way of putting it? And stopping and starting, so it's not a way that I work ordinarily. Some people can write in freehand. I used to do that, but again, the trouble with me is I want to correct things or change things halfway through a line, and then there's loads of scribbles, and then you've got to type it all up anyway. So it does seem easier just to do it straight onto the computer and then mess about with it. My problem is every time I read it back, and then massaging the text and going, oh, that's not good enough. So it's a funny old game, isn't it? So you do need to be able to sit down for at least a couple of hours and work through it, and I've not been able to do that properly. I can sit down for about half an hour and answer emails and then get up and move about, or have been. Now it's improving a hell of a lot, you see? So it's all good. It's another cold day, though, this morning. I've got my long johns on because I know when I'm doing these interviews I should be upstairs, and that doesn't have any heating, and so I'll be sitting there for an hour. Luckily I have spaced them apart so that I can get up, because even now the legs, you know, I've got to rebuild my strength. That's the thing, and it's very easy to lose strength if you're bedridden or unable to move and things like that, you know, and it takes a bit of time to get the muscles back into working. But I feel so much better, I can tell you. And it's been lovely to know that I haven't had to resort to big, heavy pharmaceuticals. And in many ways, that's going to be the message in my video today. That we do have to look after our bodies and trust nature. People have lost the ability, it seems to me, to trust nature. They want a quick fix and they're only concerned, this is where the brainwashing has come in, they're only concerned with the effect, or the, not the cause, but the symptoms. And that, so they lather something on top of them for the symptoms, and they're not really affecting the cause. And it's, I suppose, in the last 3-odd years of learning all this stuff, it's been drummed into me that we have to get to the cause of the problem and trust natural remedies. It's not for everybody, I appreciate that, and I'm not asking everybody to do it. But I do think that it would be beneficial for people not necessarily to leap immediately to chemicals that have side effects. I mean, it just seems barking mad that you would put something into your mouth and into your body where there's a warning to say this has side effects, including death. I mean, people must be mad to do that. But there we are. I think people are mad to a certain degree. They've been not necessarily born mad, but I think they have been brainwashed to follow things that they think is appropriate. I mean, even a young man spoke to me the other day who is related to me and said, do it properly, go to a GP. You know, as if, I mean, GPs have only been around for a very short space of time. Man has been around for what, a couple of 100,000 years? And we didn't have general practitioners. We had people who were looking at nature and trying to find the right thing. And, you know, wise women of the villages, we had the apothecaries, we've had the herbalists and things, people who'd spent years or their lives experimenting and trying out things and working out the relationship between the plants in our environment and our benefits to health. Yet people are quite happy to throw all that out the window, all that many, many hundreds of years, thousands of years of knowledge, and just go for what the Rothschilds and the other bunch, whatever they're called, want us to follow. You know, the oil barons want us to have petrochemicals, pharmaceuticals with the side effects to keep us ill. Spoke to a gentleman the other day whose mother had a similar problem to me, may not be the same, but a similar sort of thing. He was on steroids for 2 years. 2 years. And the thing about steroids is you load it up with heavy amounts, and then you maintain it on a lower amount, but it takes you forever to get off the sodding things, and you become sort of used to not having any pains and aches and things because everything's being cushioned. The symptoms are being cushioned, but the causes are not looked into, and you don't know if you're damaging your body any further. When I was on steroids 20 years ago, when I had my eye issue, and I was on steroids, I didn't know any better. You know, you take direction from the doctors. They put me on this bloody stuff. I blew up like a balloon, and I thought I was Superman. And I was out of condition, but I was running up hills, straining myself, only to find that I'd hurt myself. Not that I knew, but I had. Because of, I could, you know, you start to get a sense of it and you go, bloody hell, I thought I could just run up that hill easily in the cold. And I'd strain myself on the inside. And and these things disguise what your body is trying to tell you. That's the big important thing. A lot of these things are disguising what you can do and how you can get rid of pain in a different and more natural way. Anyway, you know, each to their own. I'm not saying anybody has to do these things, but I just think it's worth considering, that's all. Anyway, right, it's a busy day today. Just made my coffee, I'm going to drink that, and then get this uploaded. Got to go and make my video, and then I'm being interviewed several times today, so onwards and upwards. And I'm pleased in many ways because of that. It's not a particularly lovely sunny day, because when it is, all I want to do is get on the land. Anyway, till next time, take care and bye for now.